Click on this guy's profile.
I pick the date. I pick the place for the date. A radical bookstore to which he, a 47-year-old English student, has never been. Two blocks from where he lives on the downtown east side.
It has a nice little fiction and poetry section.
He crosses the street diagonally and runs his fingers, playing through his hair. Question and answer, we tell our life stories over dinner. A well-known Greek restaurant where the staff were encouraged to drink half price upon arriving for work. The coke dealer shows up and the day begins. Falinski, her waiter, party guy. Falinski, her waiter, party guy. Ski bum till he was 39. Then his parents died. He didn't handle it very well. He didn't handle death very well. He took a room in the creepiest of the crappy Skid Row hotels and lost his belongings when he couldn't pay the rent. Claims he moved down there because that's where the services are.
You got your rehab and your detox and your counseling. You got your 12-step and your food bank.
Warning, warning, red flag. No one moves to Skid Row to get clean. No one moves to Skid Row to get clean.
Helping him get his life on track. Helping him get his life back on track.
Falinski, her waiter, party guy. Falinski, her waiter, party guy.
Watching the sun go down. A cloud of mist is giving great definition to the trees, which should have been flat and invisible.
I'm thinking of saying something about how the mist is making things clear, but I decide to keep that thought to myself. I feel I'm with a boy, a very young boy. He's only been away from home 27 years, only 27 summers, 27 winters of partying and skiing. I guess that's why he hasn't gotten anything together yet. I don't think he realizes it, but his life has gotten away from him. After quitting school in grade 11, he bought a van so he could go on ski trips to Vermont. He didn't leave home until he was 20. Fallen skier, waiter, party guy. Fallen skier, waiter, party guy. I ask about his plans. He might like to go backpacking in Europe, skiing in Switzerland, but not while he's still a student. I cannot make him a 47-year-old man. He remains a boy, tall, skinny, boyish features, with that faded, worried look. Fallen skier, waiter, party guy. Slips into an anxious silence. I feel the urge to ask, what's wrong? Oh God, let me not start with that. I think we may have run out of things to say. I told my Reader's Digest version of my life over dinner, which makes me realize I could probably pitch my novel in 2 minutes as a screenplay. He gave no indication of being attracted to me, no compliments, no lingering looks across the table intending to reveal interest. We didn't talk about relationships or dating expectations. It was kind of like being stuck with a visiting friend of a friend, getting rooked and going out for dinner. Our conversation was only kind of okay. Only kind of okay. Fallen skier, waiter, party guy. Fallen skier. This music of mine, is it ever all out of hand? He seems concerned that it might be hardcore punk. I stand, middle-aged woman, in a fantastically subtle silk jacket, all the way from Japan. Hush puppies, curly hair, guys fretting over the possibility that I'm actually Henry Rollins. I try to explain punk myself, but feel I'm making an impact here. He never did ask the name of my band. He never tried to touch me. He says his taste is eclectic. My least favorite answer to a question meant to inference understanding. Eclectic in this case means that music isn't really that important to him. Isn't really that important to him. He says his taste varies, but he's never been into the live music scene. Never been into the live music scene. After eclectic comes techno, and I'm still trying to make him 47, but he's stuck in my mind. A boy who might backpack around Europe once he finishes school. Fallen skier, waiter, party guy. Carefully I ask if he does anything you might call creative. Perhaps he finds creative expression like an espresso, a cappuccino. I don't know. doesn't play music or paint, if that's what I mean. But he does watch TV. Free cable in his creepy, freaky hotel room. And he likes to go to the movies. To the movies. I can only half think about being so great and dispassionate to call watching TV creative. I guess to him, art is a hobby, and his hobby is being entertained. The sun is down and I blurred out, I gotta get back to the other side of town. At my bus stop, I ask if I can give him a hug. I mean a hug goodbye. We hug and he cheers up. He decides to wait with me for the bus. Falling skier, waiter, party guy. By the time I get home, he's in hell to ask me out again. I should've skipped the hug. I go to bed rather than hit reply. Perhaps he's on antidepressants, antipsychotics. My internet dating experience. I wanna get back.